Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi everyone, Zach here, just popping in with a quick tour update. We have added two shows, one in Atlanta at City Winery on February 27th and one in Detroit at the Magic Bag on February 28th. Please come out and see us there. There's a couple tickets left to our show at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia on February 21st, so don't sleep on those if you want to go see us there. We were not able to add a second show in Brooklyn at the Bell House, but we are now able to stream that show. So we're doing that. It will also be available video on demand, and then about a month after that, it'll be on Clubhouse. But you can get tickets to all of those shows at our link tree, which is linktr.ee/offbook. Thank you so much to everyone who came out to see us at Sketchfest, the show that you're about to hear. Also from Sketchfest, the Every Place I Cry show will be coming out soon. We cannot wait to see you on tour, but until then, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
This is Off Book, the improvised musical. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Keys.
Give it up for local boy, Brett Morris, that Philly when the chord hits.
And of course, give it up for the boom in this room, Dana Wickens on the stickers. We brought the whole fam here.
The whole fam's here.
We almost never get to do that. We're so excited. So, by a round of applause, who has never been subjected to this show before? Okay.
Thank you so much, friends that brought new friends.
Yeah.
This is an improvised musical. What's going to happen is we're going to make up a whole musical. Everything that Zach and I sing and everything the band plays is going to be made up on the spot. I hope you like it.
Honestly, y'all, we do hope you like it. We would do it if you didn't, but it's nice if you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So from one of those people who just shouted ahead, who's never seen it before, just shout out a word that of anything at all. Did you say lifeguard?
A lifeguard, Hamburglar, and did you have one? An armadillo, great. Lifeguard, Hamburglar, armadillo.
It's honestly like they've seen the show before.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we'll just tee him up. gosh, I was never a lifeguard. I am a bit of a hamburglar.
And I'm an armadillo.
Did you ever go to do you remember your swim lesson experience?
Yes.
Me too.
It was a place called Anacapa Dive Center, which has in Santa Barbara since been, I know, it was a place where they taught people snorkeling. It has since.
Okay.
I learned to snorkel before I learned to swim. No, but it has since, I went back to see my family, it has since been converted into a wine bar, but the pool's still there. Just behind that, there's like a wine bar and then a wall and then a door that like they say, don't go through here because there's a pool behind.
Okay. I mean, yeah. So this is actually a natural orange wine. So what you're going to want to taste is, you know, it's a little, it's not so funky. It's got, yeah, it's beautiful. And please.
Yeah. Yeah. But can I go there?
No. I'm sorry, sir, you wanted a wine recommendation.
That
not
is...
what's through that door.
Yeah, but can I go over there?
You can go over there, but not through. This is the wine I have for you. And this is a wine bar, nothing else.
Yes, I did come in here looking for a natural orange wine. But now that I am in here, you know it'd be a really good time. And I'm kind of just spitballing, and you tell me if this is wrong. But here's what I wanted to do all along. Let's get wine drunk and go swimming. Let's get wine drunk and go swimming. I didn't know it's what I wanted, but now it's time
to get.
I wanna go swimming and drink wine.
Supposed to talk about how, yes, there is a pool.
Right.
And I know it affects the tannins and the smells that are not cool, because
oh,
you're supposed to smell like the forest floor, but it smells a little like chlorine more.
Yeah.
And that's a little confusing on the tongue. And yes, it would be fun, but we're not allowed through that door. I've never been in that pool before.
You've never been in. Well, that's not fine. I think that now is the time for you and I to get wine drunk and go swimming. Let's get wine drunk and go swimming. And hey, maybe you'll get fired, or maybe it's just the beginning of really you having your best time of going swimming or drinking wine.
I guess it's kind of quiet in here tonight. It's raining out, so the crowd's been light.
And there's a big old sign on the door that says, do not enter, this is a pool.
Why do they have to?
For me.
Okay, fair enough.
Swimming.
Yes. Wow. Oh my gosh. Someone's gone through the door. I suppose that means we might have to guard some lives. All this time
we... It's only a matter of time.
All this time we've been sitting back here, Peter, just guarding our own time. And now we must guard some lives.
Rosemary,
yes.
We are both time guards and life guards. That is true. Mostly we were guarding time, but now time
we must...
to guard lives. I will say... It was an excellent long streak of not having anyone else in this building.
Yes, I very much liked just sitting, looking at the pool, looking at the infinite gaze of time before us, doing a crossword.
crosswords are hard even when you have the knowledge of
time.
You know, it's one of those jobs that is best if you're not doing it. If you have to do your job, it means something's gone wrong.
That's right. And I do want to tell them, no glass. No glass.
No glass.
No glass by the pool.
Yes, I don't care.
Holy shit, there's someone else in here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
hi. Those are much, much higher than regulation chairs.
Yes, hello down there.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Have you just been in here?
Yes, we've been in here and we've been here. And please, don't make us do more of guarding your life. No glass on the pool deck.
Well, I mean, maybe then don't put a pool in a wine bar, but I don't know.
I'm sorry, what?
I said maybe then don't put a pool in a wine bar.
Oh, we didn't put a pool in a wine bar. The wine bar put in with a pool.
Oh. Yes, it's one of those situations where the pool is always and has always been here.
Oh, yes, sorry.
And then a number of civilizations have sort of risen and fallen around it.
We should explain. Way, way back there was a big old bang.
Big old bang.
And the universe started to get going with its thing.
Universe, do your thing.
Growing time and space through every black hole. And that's when this story begins to be told. There were planets, there were suns, there was a white dwarf, it was fun. And then there was this pool.
Cosmos, there was space, there was matter all over the place, but mostly it's hidden by big high walls, but it was here when the dinosaurs took their final call.
This is an eternal pool, an eternal pool.
That's right.
This is an eternal pool,
an eternal pool.
Da 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 da, ba da ba da da.
That's so cool.
This is an eternal pool. Eternal pool.
Sorry, so you're saying this pool has been here since before the Greeks?
Yes.
This pool has been here since like 70 weeks ago? That's later than the first one. I'm just trying to get my mind around it. It's incredibly fun.
There's not a single question that you could pose to me where I wouldn't say yes or I would say see. Any language, no matter the tongue, yes, this pool's been here and it's always been fun.
Yeah, first is the Big Bang. I guess the Big Bang comes first.
Right.
By the way, also, the Big Bang real. Wow, your brain is burst.
But like pretty early on in the beginnings of the universe, this pool was here doing its thing, and now you could take it now in reverse. Ooh, this pool is eternal. It's an eternal pool.
Yeah, this pool is eternal. It's an eternal pool. Again, so very cool.
And something just occurred to me.
Yes.
That this is not an eternal pool, it's a pool infinity.
Right. We sometimes call it an eternal pool so that you can delineate, but it was originally called an infinity pool, which is honestly great.
This is
an infinity pool, an infinity pool.
This is
an infinity pool,
an infinity pool.
So cool.
So it's both infinite in its time, depth, space,
yeah,
and
yeah.
in its
yeah, 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 yeah. Yes. But it's like safe, yeah. Because I did a big dive in there.
It depends. Yes, you did do a fabulous dive.
It was like a back thing, but then by the time I hit the water, I was already like this.
No, and we loved watching it, Timothy.
I didn't say my name was Timothy.
And you didn't not say your name was Timothy.
And my name is Timothy. Timothy. Why do you know that?
And why do I know that?
That's what I'm asking. What's your name? You have me at a disadvantage.
Rosemary.
This and what's is his name?
Peter.
Okay. I'm Timothy.
And what's your name? Oh, sorry. I was just putting the glasses back. I'm Beatrice.
Great. Rosemary. Peter. Timothy.
Beatrice.
Got it.
Do you know, I thought maybe you would rather have more of like a chilled red.
Yes.
And I brought it in a plastic cup.
Oh, thank you. Is this okay? Plastic is okay. Yes, plastic is fine. The issue is it's shattering. And also it can scatter your DNA throughout
what?
The cosmos. Mostly the shattering, and this pool can scatter your DNA throughout the cosmos.
Sorry, sir. One more time?
That this pool can scatter your DNA throughout the cosmos.
Scatter our DNA? Like,
it is in itself much like a Big Bang.
Oh.
It was created so close to the Big Bang that it's kind of a miniature. It's an infinity pool. It's sort of always going, and also.
So
I don't know how to explain it to someone who's been alive for, what, 200-300 years? How old are you? I have a bad sense of time.
Who, me?
Yeah.
31.
Okay. All right.
And this guy?
Yeah, he looks 31 too. Is that right? Great.
Two okay.
31-year-olds.
But if we've already been in the pool, that means our DNA is scattered through the cosmos. Like, there's a bunch of little us's, like our children or our clones.
Honestly, this is my honest advice. For the two of you, don't worry about it. For it to even be relevant to you, you would have to be traveling throughout the cosmos. You're
right.
Already, every human is in a small way sort of scattering its DNA here all the time.
Sure.
So the only way that this is different from what you've already known would be like if you went to another world, which you can't. So don't even worry about it. Does this mean that you are probably seeing existence in countless other worlds and countless other universes? 100%. But like, what are you going to do? Nothing, right? Like, what does it matter to you? It doesn't, like, it's a matter of scale. And so just don't think about it.
I just feel like, Timothy, this is a pretty intense thing to go through with someone I've never met before.
Yeah. Do you want to set some, like...
Like, tell me some things about you?
My sister's name is Heather.
Cool.
The two of us, you know, we did a lot of horseback riding as a kid, and neither of us do it still.
I almost won the spelling bee in fourth grade, but then I got a nosebleed.
Cool. Yeah, I need to relate to someone that isn't...
These
very,
orbs.
Very, very old. Sorry, what did you say?
I called them orbs.
They're kind of like
they're
orbs.
They're a little orb-like.
Good of you to notice that.
Yes, we are orbs.
We are orbs taking a human form. Most people don't catch on to that.
Yeah, because to me, honestly, no matter where we go from here, we're always gonna have this thing.
Right.
And I'll never meet a single other person who will be able to listen to me when I try to say I finally went through the door that I had never opened and never been through before. And inside there was an infinity pool, and an orb went doo-doo-doo, it was cool. They won't get me. Sorry. Get me like you will. They'll just sit there staring with their mouths agape and still. They won't get me. But, I mean, hopefully you will.
I think that you're right on the mark. Normal just changed forever. And any bond I could go through with someone else is gonna be less than what we had together. I could literally take somebody and do the coolest thing you can imagine. Like I could get famous with two of us together, writing some incredible book about dragons. But it would be the second coolest thing that has ever happened to me.
Well, yeah, you just made me imagine dragons. I just know. Like that.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Honestly,
they won't get me like you will.
They won't
get me like you will.
Like, we'll be playing Never Have I Ever someday, and I'll say, never have I ever had my DNA scattered throughout the cosmos. And no one would believe you,
no.
Or believe me. And I'm certain when we leave, those guys are gonna lock the door. There's not like a follow-up. It's this and we're done, no one will get me.
Timothy, it's me, Beatrice. I know it's been 10 years,
It's been 10 years.
But I had to come as soon as it happened. Did you get one? Did you see one?
I got one, and I saw one.
I don't know what it means, but today I was just looking in my bird bath, and an orb emerged.
An orb came out of my, not a bird bath, but it
yeah,
was
Yeah, what was it for you?
Fountain.
You have a fountain? Yeah, I've read all of your books. They're amazing.
Thank you.
I can't imagine how many dragons you can imagine. You really did everything you said, you know?
I know.
And
you didn't say you were going to do too many things. I was surprised as anyone that that's the route that my life took. How are you? What have you been up to?
Oh, good, yeah. I mostly, like, live a quiet life. I run, like, a plant store.
And Wait, the succulent place?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just succulents.
Just succulents.
Yeah.
But I, this morning in my bird bath,
yeah,
an orb emerged.
An orb was there.
And it said, your DNA is needed once more. And I don't know what it's needed for.
I don't know either. I mean.
And I didn't know if you got it too.
Yeah. Okay, so it's both of ours.
Yes.
So it's probably.
Hey, you look great for 41.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, I feel like. I've always felt like I was aging slower, maybe because of going in the infinity pool.
I feel like I haven't been aging at all.
Oh, yeah. You look basically exactly...
You look basically the same, too.
Nice.
I'm missing an eyebrow. I'm missing an eyebrow, but that's a cooking thing.
Yeah, I switched where I part my hair. And it exposed a cowlick, but...
Yeah. Probably was there all along.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do we go back?
To the pool?
I mean,
and I swore that night that we'd never go back because... It was too intense.
It was really heavy. And the night after we left, it was real intense. And we were like...
And then we never spoke for 10 years.
And we didn't speak. We had a crazy time and then didn't talk about it for 10 years.
You're stalling. Your DNA is needed once more. Your DNA is needed once more. Your DNA is needed once more.
Okay.
Your
I
DNA
know what
is
this
once more.
Is.
Your DNA
My
is,
DNA
needed,
is
once more.
Needed once more. But
your DNA is needed once more.
I know what this is right now. I've known it all. This is the point when we're both receiving the hero's call.
Your DNA is needed once more.
In this moment, I am too scared. I feel we don't go. Do we have to go? We should probably go.
Probably go.
What if we don't go? What if we don't go? I mean, we should probably go. But what if we don't go?
Here's what I know. can stop and we can kind of reflect. But I suspect that if we don't go, it'll like be something we regret.
Our DNA is needed once more.
Our DNA is needed once more.
Our DNA is needed once more. Our DNA is needed once more. I guess we gotta go back and open the door.
Wow, it's not a wine bar anymore. Now it's a
KB Toys. Didn't these go out of business?
A KB Toys.
It's a KB Toys.
Wow.
Semi-regional California toy store chain.
But there's still the same door.
Huh. Our DNA is needed once more. Guess we open the door.
I sure hope we get some more DNA.
Yeah.
Otherwise, our small planet will not thrive.
Yeah.
One day, our tiny planet was in crisis, and then we got a gift from the heavens. DNA fell. Us, a species that consumes DNA. And we went... And it was plentiful enough to last a long time, and we have grown into a tiny but prospering civilization of small mantis-like people.
Would you say mantis? I think we look more like armadillos.
Sure.
But
now that you say it, it's way more like armadillos.
But if we were in the water, we are on a water planet, so in that way, more like mantis.
More like water armadillos.
My favorite thing is to become a little ball and sink like a cannon.
I like nothing so much as to become a little ball and sink like a cannon. And eating DNA, of course.
Oh, yes, and...
But the DNA has run out.
I haven't seen any DNA in 10 years.
Hmm. What's your favorite...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what's your favorite way to eat some DNA? When it's in front of you on a plate, how do you like to eat DNA?
Well, I like to sit and take my time. I like to sit and savor. I like to get all my DNA, all of those four flavors. G. T. A. But it's been dark.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's been dark without it.
It has been dark times without the DNA, the G, the A, the T, and the C.
Which is your favorite?
I like the C.
Yeah, I like the C part too, but I'm partial for G.
Mm.
Do you know why? It's got a...
Not C?
Not C. Not A.
What about T?
T is very special.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, I hope they come back or the small armadillo people's planet will die out.
And I've grown very fond of the small armadillo planet. I think it's because they can become little orbs.
Hmm.
you know, you just can't fight that you attach to yourself to things that look like you, you know, that you can relate to. I'm an orb, they can become a little orb.
It's like I feel the same way about birds when they're eggs, but not when they're birds.
Not when they're birds. There's almost nothing I relate to less than a bird.
No, a bird is a foreign thing to me.
They fly, we float. How did you get in here?
You left the window open. Hello, orbs. It's been some time. It is I, the first bird.
Oh.
You remember.
Peter.
First there was the Big Bang.
Then there
Shortly
was the
after that,
infinite
there was the
pool.
Then there were you, the two orbs to guard the infinite pool.
And then you, the first
the
bird.
The first bird.
Douglas.
Some people say the first bird is the worst bird. And they're right.
Oh no, Douglas, we don't want any trouble. Not like last time.
I hear you're having people bring their DNA back again to scatter about the cosmos.
Yes, we are.
How's that going?
I'm sure they'll be here any minute. They may have hesitated the call at first, but only to reason through it briefly, and then I'm sure they're on their way. They may face obstacles in scattering their DNA, but they'll do it. They're the only two who ever walked through that door.
Yes, flying doesn't count.
No, you came through the window. Damn it, Peter, I told you to keep that closed.
I'm sorry, it was hot. The pool will be mine. I will take the pool. I will float in it. And that fake duck can't stop me. I know that duck is fake. It doesn't make me think it's a real bird. I know what a real bird is. I'm a real bird. This is my pool. I will take it. And then all people will be birds.
No,
throughout
we can't.
The universe. Everything will be birds.
No, you're saying.
Gonna get in the pool now, and I cannot be stopped because you left the window open.
Please don't hit at him. It was hot.
If you've any last words for me, the first bird,
Douglas,
before I go in the pool.
Damn it, that was cool. Douglas, wait! What about a deal? What about a compromise?
You'd like to make a deal with the worst bird? What could you possibly offer me? I will get in this pool and I will seed bird DNA to the entire universe. And
how
no,
would you like to be a time orb? A great and floating time orb? A sweet all-knowing time orb? How would you?
In the water. All
yes. Humans will be birds.
And here will be birds. Birds, 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 birds. Everywhere the universe burns.
Stop looking at those KB Toys relics.
It's just, I haven't seen this store in so long.
Um,
You know how I said you hadn't changed in 10 years?
Yeah. You're a big bird.
You're a big bird. And not...
Not the big bird.
TM.
A big bird.
You're a big bird. You're like a cassowary, I think?
I think you're kind of like a robin.
Yeah. Oh, you're much bigger than I am.
No,
a big robin.
Yeah.
I think I can fly. I don't think you can.
Damn it. That's just my luck. I should have told you, things haven't gone as well for me in the past 10 years as they have for you. Yeah. That succulent store, it's not going well. Of course I'd be a flightless bird, just my luck.
Hey,
you should go through the door on your own.
No, things aren't going great for me either. I mean, my 9th book, Imagine All the Dragons, took like an extra 3 days to hit the top of the New York Times bestseller.
You don't have to be nice, Smithy. I think you should go through the door first. You were the one who went through the door first all those years ago. I never would have done it if you hadn't asked me to. I would have just stood there pouring orange wine, pretending it was good.
Well, you don't often get a second chance. So maybe this is the time you should go through the door first.
Okay, my feet are weird.
Yeah. They're honestly scary. You got big. Like, you could mess someone up with those feet.
I feel like I need a mirror because I can't totally picture what bird I am.
Well, you can look at a cassowary. It's like an ostrich, but the head is blue and, like, more like a dinosaur.
Damn it.
At least you can walk. I'm more of a hop on ground type of bird.
Peter? Rosemary? We got your orb call. Mine was in a bird bath. Damn. Foreshadowing.
We're sorry. We're sorry, small former humans, but we are distraught right now.
You don't understand. Everything is birds because the first worst bird, Douglas, went in the infinite pool.
We were supposed to guard the pool, but I opened the window because it got a little bit hot.
Peter got hot.
This is the first time this has happened since the beginning of the creation of time.
We're sorry. We've let you down, and now everything's birds.
Everything is birds.
Oh, Beatrice.
Oh, cool.
I'm such a bad bird.
I actually don't think so. I think cassowaries are quite cool. I mean, if you saw one in the wild, you'd be like, oh, shit, I don't want to get close to that. But not because it's not pretty, because it's powerful.
No, I shouldn't be the powerful bird. Timothy should be. You should be the bird that looks like a dinosaur, not the one who looks like a cute little bird.
Honestly, I think we're both cool in our own way.
But also, why'd you need our DNA again?
There was a small mantis planet. Honestly,
armadillo.
Oh, right. Yes. They're in the water, though.
They eat DNA.
Yeah.
They needed yours.
They probably still do, but now they're birds that eat DNA. I don't know. Much the same here on this planet.
Yes, except for now we have wings.
Still hungry, though.
We just wanted to save them because we've grown quite fond of them. They're a very cute little planet.
And we need someone that can... hold on a second.
Peter, have you had a thought?
Rosemary, I've had my first thought. Everything I've done up until this point was preordained, but I think I just had a thought. Thinking about my thought was my second thought.
How grand.
It was grand indeed. I was just thinking... I don't want to get too technical about it, but to combat the fact that everything in the universe is now birds, we need something that can be everywhere in the universe. And the only other thing that is that is, well, the two of you. Because you came in here and got wine drunk and swam in the pool. And then, as I understand it, had a pretty crazy night after that?
And then haven't seen each other since then.
10 years since then. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what to do, but I know that I think I could do it with you.
We don't have to dive right into the deep end. We can go slow, toe by toe, 'cause you're doing it with a friend.
We're not birds of a feather, but we could still do this together. Yep, that's the noise you make. We're not birds of a feather, we could still do this together.
Gorgeous. Swim by swim, just a little deeper still. Nobody ever got me, but maybe you will.
I get you.
And now that we can scatter our CGTA.
Different way.
Yeah.
Birds of
a feather. But we can
still do this together. We're not birds of a feather.
Not birds of a feather.
But we can still do this together.
We can do this together. And watching you everything you. Have we made it better from where it was together?
If we're here, then maybe what we do is put an intention in the pool, a thing for everything to do. Does it work like that? Depends what you know about DNA. So let's say yes, it works that way today. Why they get out of eggs so fast and fly away.
Okay, so you two, do you?
We're more of omnipotent watching types.
But we are supposed to guard lives. I guess we could be little orb distractions for all these thousands of birds that burst through that window. Peter, is it still open? Peter, is the window go check.
I could swear I closed it. Because I remember I saw it and I thought, you were supposed to close that.
Yes.
Let me go check. Yeah, it's still open. Hold on one second. Okay, now it is closed.
But there are so many birds in here. Tweet, tweet.
Oh, but look, they seem to be scared of you.
Of me?
Yeah. Okay, now they're all flying, trying to get back into the window, but the window is closed now. So I'm gonna open the window. Okay. Open.
Peter,
scare it again.
Peter,
window's open.
Stay by the window. Oh. Peter, stay by the window.
I definitely will. Open. Oh, good. They're so scared and they left. Great job. Everyone did a really good job.
Peter?
What? The window, yes. Okay, yes, absolutely. Okay, good. You've both put your DNA and your intention to make everything normal back through the world. That should be good.
You close the window and no birds,
not even... Oh, yeah, hold on. Ugh. I'm back to normal.
Oh. I'm still a bird.
Yeah, why is that?
I didn't get out of the pool. I'm still in the pool. You jumped out of the pool. because you could fly.
Right.
I didn't get out of the pool, and there must be someone else in this pool. I mean, it's infinite. Can you see that speck way over there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh my gosh. I've been swimming in this pool for so long.
Really?
Yeah.
We thought we were the only ones who swim in this pool.
Oh, yeah, no, I get that a lot. People love this pool. It's great. It's why I made it.
What?
Oh, hi, Big Bang. Oh. But sometimes I just get distracted. I lose time here. Oh, hey, Rosemary, Peter, how's it going?
Hi, Dad.
Yeah. Still guarding lives?
Yeah, mostly guarding time.
Still guarding time, yeah, great.
We learned about the window, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we learned the window. Was it there as like a test?
Dad, was the window a test?
Because it feels like if you didn't want any birds, then like, why make the window?
Dad, tell us. Dad, tell us.
What do you want the answer to be?
That it was a test.
It was a test and you passed.
But we failed at first.
Well, that's how you learn from a test.
That's right, Peter.
So I guess you passed, failed. You took this test, passed, failed. Great job.
Great.
You're a human man and a... Is that a cassowary?
We think, yeah.
Oh, fabulous. You know, the cassowary is one of the strongest birds.
Huh. Hey, Big Bang?
Yeah?
This is, I don't know if you have powers like this, but... Can I... stay a bird? I kind of like... being this big, clumpy bird.
Hold on, you wanna stay as a bird?
Kind of wanna stay as a bird.
Really quick?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, if I could be a bird like this bird, then I think that I could be sure. You know, I don't wanna, start to eat weird things or like use the ability to speak.
Right.
Can I just be the bird like I am now, where I'm still me?
Right.
But I'm a bird.
Right, a bird like you.
Yes, a bird like this.
Bird things, but only some of the bird things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like is happening now.
Right, exactly. Can I stay like this somehow? Stay like I am now. Can I stay like this somehow? Can I stay like I am now?
I've been around for a long time.
Forever.
I literally am time. And what I am seeing right now, I think it would be fine.
Yes.
But the lesson that I think you should take, the real thing that is true, you don't ever have to ask permission to be you.
Somehow,
like a really big bird. stay like you are.
For infinity in this pool.
You don't have to stay in the pool.
Oh, really? Oh,
if you wanna leave the pool, I think you should stop worrying about the rules that say don't go in this pool. Sometimes you gotta do what you want to do.
And that was a test too.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a test. You passed the test.
Yes.
Great job.
So. Time we had that crazy night and then we didn't see each other for 10 years, and this has to arguably be crazier than that other night.
It is objectively crazier than that one. You're a bird. You're going to be a bird forever, or I guess until you decide you don't want to be anymore.
I'm going to go be a bird of the cosmos, and I don't care about the rules of if that makes sense. I love you, Dad. Yeah. And I know exactly where I want to go, and I don't know that you can follow me, so I think this might be goodbye.
Okay. Well,
I got you something.
When?
When you were distracted in the KB Toys.
Oh.
I bought you something in the KB Toys.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
It's not in a pocket because I don't have them anymore.
Right.
I left it on the deck.
What is it?
It's a...
A bottle of chilled red.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had this here? Sorry, is this it?
Or yeah, that's just... it. That's it. Okay. That's it. I think you might like it.
Yeah.
No, don't try now. You have to chill it.
Right. Just... Well, yeah, I guess it says chilled red, but you have to chill it yourself.
Yeah. I just took it off the shelf.
Yeah. Well, good luck out in the cosmos, I guess.
You too.
Well, I'll be here, but yeah. Oh, well, I guess, yeah. That is a part of the cosmos. Are you ever going to come back?
I don't know. I can't say for sure.
Whoa. She just stepped through reality. What the actual fuck?
The first?
I'm the first bird and the
worst bird.
What are you?
I'm Beatrice, the cassowary, who has human thoughts.
A cassowary who has human thoughts.
Yes, and I'm traveling to the cosmos, and I want to visit my favorite new planet.
Wait a minute, that's what I do. I'm the first. I travel to the cosmos.
Well, I'm the second.
Well,
hi.
That makes me... Hi.
Hi.
I don't... I don't know how I feel about this.
We don't have to be enemies. I just wanted to visit the small planet full of armadillo mantis and say hello.
Well, we're birds. We don't... What do you mean we don't have to be enemies? All birds fight each other. It's why you never see birds in groups.
Douglas, that's not true.
It is true. I am the first bird. I know what it is to be a bird. All birds are solitary creatures.
No, Douglas. Most birds are in flocks.
Prove it. What are those?
Those are birds.
What kind?
Ducks.
Ducks. These are my brethren. And yet they are so close to each other. They're not alone in an infinite void.
Yeah, why would you choose to be that?
Because it's dark and moody and cool.
But why you gotta be like that? When you could be different than that.
What other way is there to be?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
You think there's only one station on the radio? Oh! You think there's only one type of way to get up and go? Oh, no! You think there's only one kind of color in the crayon box? Uh-oh! You think there's only one.
judgment and fear everywhere. But you're saying there are other ways to fly, and other flags to fly through the air.
Oh yeah,
you, me,
can fly different kind of ways.
You, me,
can fly different kind of ways. 'Cause it can get so boring just doing the same thing every single day.
You, me,
can fly different ways.
Maybe if you do not mind, I'll try a slightly more collaborative way to fly.
Sure.
Flying with you, oh, but you can't fly at all.
No.
Hey, get on my back, and we'll explore it all. Because you
can
fly.
I can fly in different ways. And now you
know me.
Yeah, fly.
Many
different ways.
And now I'll drop you off at this little tiny planet where armadillos
eat DNA. Douglas, do you ever feel sometimes that no one will get you?
I feel that all the time. I literally spend all of my existence flying around because I feel like nobody will get me.
You feel like, oh, there's no way.
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 There's no way someone's gonna get me. The first bird, there's never been another bird. Never checked to see if there was another bird. I just assumed I was the only bird, and the cosmos is great. That's why I got in the pool to make a whole lot of other birds, and only to find that there's been birds the whole time.
There's been birds this whole time.
There's been birds this whole time.
This whole time. You didn't have to be on your own, always trying to fly so low.
You know what I'd like to do right now? It's not what you're supposed to, but it's what I think I'm about. I'd like to fly through the cosmos with you, but there's another thing that would make it more cool if we were drunk. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit, that feeling where you're just about to cross the line.
Not whiskey, not tequila. I'm talking about
infinity, 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 infinity time. Scott Passarella. Give it up for Brett Morris. Give it up for Dana Wickens.
Thank you so much.
Okay, sweet, sweet audience. Here's what's gonna happen now. So, you just saw the opening, you just saw a performance, a real life performance of this musical,
Infinity Wine.
Golly. And so, you know, this is a practice they do a lot of times when they're trying to develop new musicals or new shows is they'll do a small production out of town, you know, and then they'll do a talk back afterwards. So what's going to happen now is we're all going to transport ourselves. You just saw a fully realized production. There's a pool on stage. There's a full cast. We're going to bring out the cast and crew. And then if you want to make your way to this microphone here, thank you so much.
We have time to take some questions from the audience. I think we actually have about...
And that's, if you're not up yet, you probably... That's probably...
We immediately have a full
line Infinity Time, Infinity Wine.
Thank you so much.
We'll try to get through as many as we can. Thank you so much. All right, so please welcome out
the cast and crew of Infinity Time, Infinity Wine.
Thank you so much. What's your name and what's your question? And who's it for?
Hey there, my name is Roger. This question is actually for your merchandising team.
Oh, great.
I love all of your bird plushies and figurines, mm-hmm. but I'm curious, why did you decide to go with exclusive distribution at KB Toys? That was an interesting decision.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we had, like, so much fun with the merch. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of, like, wine tumblers, you know, getting into your mom era. Oopsies, Infinity Wine. You know, when we were looking for someone to align with, KB Toys was just sort of natural. And then we did think, that'll be good. Let's put them in the script. So it was one of those organic situations where, like, my dad is the owner of KB Toys. Just one of those, like, really organic situations where, like, my dad is actually the founder and CEO of KB Toys.
When they came to me, when my daughter, my darling daughter
Hi, Daddy.
Came to me, yeah. When my darling daughter came to me and said, we're not only going to exclusively sell this merch at your stores, but we're going to put KB Toys in the musical. I said, this store's been gone for some time.
And I said, but Daddy, I have so many good memories.
And wouldn't we all do whatever we can for our darling children?
Thank you so much for your question.
Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hey, I'm Alan, and this question is for, I guess, the writers or maybe the director. I heard in an early version of this production, the Hamburglar was involved, and I noticed he was distinctly absent from the final product.
He was?
So I was just, yeah, what, do you have any early songs you remember or any scenes or anything
I can... remember him. Not only was he involved, he was a, I would say, foundational piece of the...
Yes. He used to be a much larger part of the script, but now you'll actually realize that the armadillo mantis, they're never named, and they're actually, one is named Ham and one is named Burglar. But you're right. In the earlier draft, there was a Hamburglar came in, there was a whole Hamburglar planet. We had a whole multiverse of mascots from fast food chains. Those were the planets versus animals.
And what we found was we're having so much time talking about fast food that we did stop pushing the narrative of the plot. And so we had to sort of take a step back.
Because, you know, contrary, we don't actually have infinity time.
Right.
We're trying to do 90 minutes, no intermission. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, my name is Steve, and my question's for your choreographers. I saw this was the most ambitious amount of choreography with the synchronized swimming and the trapeze artist and the stunt. I was just wondering, what was your thought process? What was your inspiration? How was that like?
When we came together to make movements, we thought... What if every single person in this play...
I'm still being an armadillo.
Yes,
sorry, it takes me a moment.
So much time, so many times, a choreographer comes to a cast and says, do this thing that I have made in advance. And what we have found is that's not natural. What's natural is sometimes you want to be a ball and then come out of it so slowly. And if that's what you feel, then that is what you must go towards. So what we did is we had all the cast just do whatever they felt was real, whatever movement they felt was right. And if they came out as a little ball, so be it. If they stay in the ball, such is life.
Next question.
Still inspired, thank you.
My name is Paula, and I wanted to ask your bird handlers or bird scientists a question.
Yes, we'll bring them out.
Yes.
Us two?
Are we allowed?
We're us two.
Hi. Okay, yeah, hi. Hi, my name is...
Hi, you sit.
No, you. We'll just both stand.
We'll stand.
Yes, hi.
Hi. What's your question?
Yeah, my question was...
Sorry, what's your question? Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about how you were able to include all of those birds, especially in the window scene. Mm-hmm. And how did you work with all of those birds and conduct all of that research? Because it was so crazy, but it was so cool.
Yeah. They're terrifying.
Those are all of our birds. We don't own them. They are birds. Yeah. But
here's the thing about birds. Birds are creatures. They're animalistic as long as they are fed. They are. They basically will do.
James and I have a window, and we open it, and birds come in.
and in our apartment, and they just sort of stayed there. We kept feeding them, and they didn't leave.
And then we couldn't get the window closed.
We're not scientists.
Sorry, no.
Don't tell them.
We just left a window open, and we have a lot of birds.
People don't realize this. If you leave a window open for long enough anywhere on the planet...
I know sometimes it gets hot, but careful.
If you open a window, you're asking for a room full of birds. Sooner or later, they will come. They are numerous. They are legion.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, they ran away.
Hi, I'm Julia. Hello.
Hi, Julia.
So my question is for the sommelier.
Yeah.
I believe Charles von Clough is the name. I wanted to ask, what was the decision to get the cast wine drunk and the brilliance behind that?
I was thinking about how that there's that very specific type of wine drunk. I don't know if this is the same for you, but for me, there's a sudden flushness in the cheeks before I even feel that I have gone beyond the line and I am now wine drunk. Now, I find that can't be replicated with makeup. It can't be replicated with lights. It can only be replicated by having at least 2.5 glasses without having enough lunch. That's key for me. So I insisted that the entire cast not eat lunch and have 2.5 glasses of wine before the second act, because I needed it to be authentic and I needed it to be real. And if you look under your seats, you'll all see 2.5 glasses of a natural orange wine that I do like, except for a few in the back got a chilled red. Now, I find that wine drunk is specific to us all. Close your eyes, picture your wine drunk, that's you. And if you need to be, the theater is living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. So your imaginary circumstances are different than mine. And there's no way for me to know it without giving you wine.
Thank you so much for your question.
Hi, my name is Hannah. As you know, this show has gained a lot of traction on Tumblr, and there's been a lot of wild theories about
huge
the true
Tumblr
meaning of this show.
Here.
Absolutely. I mean, we're so thankful that you guys are finally getting to put this show on. But there's been some theories. We're wondering, at the beginning, Timothy goes in the pool, and his DNA is scattered through all time. Mm. And the two main leads talk about how they feel like they're the right fit for each other. They're the only ones who understand each other. And of course, towards the end of the show, actually, I believe it's Beatrice, ends up with the worst bird, and they say they feel like they understand mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. Is the worst bird actually Timothy and one of his forms that has been scattered throughout all time?
Whoa.
And what does that say about choice versus destiny?
Hannah, thank you for diving into this the appropriate amount. With the amount that it was intended. And the, yes. And the care that it was given. Yes.
That's right. Well spotted. Timothy dies before Timothy and Beatrice slowly dip their toes in together. So there is a brief period of time where only Timothy's DNA is scattered throughout time and cosmos, and then that timeline is undone by the time they both jump in. But in that time, up in the corner the entire time, was a bird, the first bird, Douglas, who... he's there to take on a bit of Timothy. And what we're really trying to say is we're all carbon.
But Tumblr, as per usual, got it in one.
Dead on. Wow. That was amazing. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Michael. I have a question for the costume designer. I was really impressed by the Big Bang's costume. It felt like it was like every color all at the same time, infinitely. And I swear at one point, like I saw a memory of myself as a 10-year-old child. So I was kind of wondering, just like, how did you pull that off? Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, there are two things at play there. The colors is we reused the coat from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
And it, you might see it was red and orange and green and
blue and viridian and white. Well, yeah. Viridian comes up real early. yes, and the memories of you as a child thing is because there is, we use like a little bit of like, what do I call it?
It's a
temporal thread.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know thread?
You know thread, but for
of
time.
The timeline. We use
so that's
that.
What the coat's made of.
So that's why you felt that. Because we use temporal thread on a pre-existing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your question.
Hi, my name is Cassette, and my question is for the main writer or the director. So, was this a test, and did we pass it?
Yes. Sorry, that's our final question. I'm so sorry. And now the answer to the test.
Not playing the drums. How many
use your mind, and you can use your mind to rhyme. You were sitting there watching us doing it this whole time, but now you can do it cause you had that wine.
The wine under your seat is so that you can do the show. You've been doing it this whole time. Mind come aflown.
And this is the test.
Great job, Hannah. Great job, you. You've all passed the test.
This is a test the whole time. The test was played by Scott Passerell on the keys.
The test was adjudicated by Brett Morris. That feeling with the chorus. Shred for me, Brett. Show. We are at another show at Sketchfest tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Chapel. Every Place I Cry. It's the two of us and two friends.
The same band.
Same band doing an improvised emo concert with no plot.
It's just a really silly, I would say, stupid time.
Yeah, we'd love to see you there. Will you be there?
Francisco, we'll see you next time.
Bye.